Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you, all that you do, and just the continued support we've had for 6.5 years. It means a lot to me to have you guys on the line. I can't see you, but I can see the stats later, so I just want to give a big shout out to everybody internationally, because we are, by the grace of God, internationally known, the Lyrical Cypher is, and just for all that we do. So thank you again. And also, with that being said, also, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone. And feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. All right. So with that being said, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to keep it rocking. So if you ain't feeling good today, I hope you feel good when you hear this tune by the one and only, my homie, 13 and Nazareth. Called Feel Good.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this
good
joint.
Something you can vibe to. Feel 13 to 9.
Yeah, yours. Yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street. We playing again, but it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and end of the evening, and my family is part of. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ prophet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good. Come on. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, one grief, four place, Lafayette is yours, and knowing you, my man, the right motion view. Doing the right thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word,
holding me down,
check,
13 to Nazareth,
in the building,
yeah, and I'm out, and I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good,
put your hands up in the sky, put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
I said it ain't hard to T-E-double-L, I's double-L, exhale, cause born sinners will prevail, it's freedom of jail, as my pen bleeds and my hand aches, no mistakes, napkin on the mic, I'm spitting hard times, overplates, dish it how I kick it, that's just gripping in my system, sending a pen, a sore thumb, so they didn't list them, I get lost in my train of thought, swimming in my flows, trying to pay for every mistake, but skipping all the toes, cause I'm lyrically demolishing the phonies, cause I'm polishing my skill, trying to touch up for real and acknowledge it, see, I'm remixing Neil Man. For the kill, Will's at it. Said it ain't hard to tell that I'm ill.
Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you. Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now.
You can't have a heavyweight grind with a featherweight mentality. Slugs on your mind, but you use it for the cavalry. See, no gun talk, we talking about the pace and redefine the lines. Balled up on your face, confusion for this simple grind. Simple mind fantasizer. This is an appetizer for the real analyzers. For the large side, large drink enterprises. The ones who want a little extra from the vandalizers. They paint the picture for the people, change it for the people. Put them on the pedestals to take a seat the world beneath them. You knew in town, I got you to pick a restaurant. I said, it ain't hard, baby girl, tell me what you want, yeah.
Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you. Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now.
Just a cool flow, you can ride the beat, spitting intellectual thoughts, so you can vibe with me, fly with me, see to the end of time, drop of the dime, quarter past the next hour, through the glass of the wine, whatever you're sipping, whatever you're drinking, make sure that it's sweet, cause life it may be just the cherries on a tree, looking for the right one, sticking that is headed, and then you run across and find it out, it is forbidden, see you're left with a decision, said is that on me, different person, same scenario, I'm Adam and Eve, yeah, the truth and the proof, yeah, they gon' rebel it, it's all good, it ain't hard, I need you to tell it, yo, the truth and the proof, yeah, they gon' rebel it, it's all good, it ain't hard, I need you to tell it, that it ain't hard,
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 yeah,
tell me what you want, tell me what you want, tell me what you want, really, 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 tell me what you want, what you, tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now.
I want to ride on the cloud. I want to see heaven at its best. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to smile at the angels. I want to hear the music playing every day, not just on a Sunday. I want to see no more rainy days, no sorrow, no killing. I just want to continue to be life at its stealing, stealing for the words of the skies of prosperity, turning evil into good and let good stay good. Learning my strength for all that it is and what it can be. What it could is what it is. That's why I stand tall and smile. Don't need no fans. I'm my number one fan. I understand that I'm doing this. me and Jesus. He's pushing me to the words of prosperity, keeping my mind great, keeping me stead on the best things of life, not those things coming up strife. With my strength, I understand that my life is worthwhile living. Still here, I'm stealing the words from the atmosphere, and I'm putting them into play so you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you can live another day. Truth.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
Tip of my tongue, it's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walked up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky, make them freak me, up the shocker with love. In bikini, up with thong, smoking cheeks up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, flash a P and put him under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for attention. Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, her genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
Smooth like Sunday morning, gentle as good old Ben. Knowing how to love when my heart let you in. A good old country boy, yes you are. Doesn't matter if you're near or far. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Can be as sweet as strawberry wine. January 4th, you made the choice to be mine. So this big city girl became a part of your world. Finesse and manners all came into play. But you putting a smile on my face has always made my day. 3 years going strong. What God has put together, how on earth can this go wrong? You're as sweet as strawberry wine. And yes, you're warm as a glass of brandy. And baby, I stay stoned off your love all the time.
situation was understood. Still does not mean it's okay. Where do we go from here? What do I do with these feelings? Longing to have you near. Knowing we shouldn't be dealing. Oh, why can't these memories just be erased? Why must I yearn for your kiss? The first moment we're not face to face reminds me how much you miss. Where do we go?
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I know that I have. I was over here dancing and just relaxing. So I hope you guys are doing the same and have had a good Tuesday so far and also a good holiday. I'll be dropping some jewels, some nuggets in a minute, but not right now. With that being said, I want to open up the open mic lines just to give a shout out to anybody who's listening via web. Again, I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you, so thank you. And if you want to, you feel like getting on the mic, call 323-642-1532. Again, if you feel like getting on the mic tonight, utilize this number, 323-642-1532. And I'd like to give a shout out to anybody who's on the line, so feel free to just, you know, you can speak, say your name or however I shout you out. I just like to pay homage to people, give people their flowers right now. So with that being said, I want to shout out my guy, sister in the building. What's up? What's up? Got T Nancy in the building. What's up? What's up, lady? Can you hear me, Nancy?
Can you hear me, Nancy?
What's up with you?
Not much. You know I'm rocking out with you tonight.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no problem, girl. You know I'm enjoying it.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that's Nancy in the building. And we got my sister from another mother on the line. What's up? We got Ania in the building. What's up? What's up? Unique in
the
house.
How are you? How are you?
Doing
great. I'm good.
How are you?
Good. Still technically at work, but I found a moment that I can swing through.
See, I love the love. That's what's up, man.
don't always get a chance, so you know, gotta do it when we can.
Exactly.
I guess I got a poem if you want to hear it.
Of course, you know that.
All right, doesn't really have a title right now, but and it's not 100% done, but this is what I got. The poem flows like the river, the surface drifting, pushing the leaves, sticks, and paper sailboats. The turbulence under, peeping out as pressure builds and falls against the solid foundation holding all in. Drunk or sober, the only thing in our control is how we choose to live. Death can only be another stick in the stream, one that, if chosen before the right time, only makes the living remember to live all the harder. As the stream moves and flows around the boulders of life and the dreams reach up in the sky, notice the clouds even change shape. Until the next poem, my dear.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you sliding out and getting on the show for a minute. I know you're working, doing your thing, but I appreciate you sharing always.
Yes, man. Love you. Love you. Hey, when are
love
you going to
you
do
too.
Your next open? Have you heard?
Well, no, I haven't heard about the physical one yet. No, not yet.
Yep.
But we are going to do a virtual open mic if you're down.
Okay. You gotta walk me through it, though. So you have to call me beforehand. Oh.
I got you. I'm going to walk you through it way ahead of time. We'll try to do it a month in advance.
Gotham.
I got you. All right, everybody. That was Unique in the Building, sharing that poetry. I'm just excited to be on the line today. You know, it's amazing how these days are going by so quick and so fast. But I'm just appreciative of every moment. I'll just go ahead and drop a quick nugget. I also, before I do the nugget, I do want to ask Ms. Burnett. She's been calling my show for a couple years now, and I appreciate her support. She called in today. She tried to stay on for a little bit, but she called me earlier and asked everybody if they could please pray for her. She actually lost her grandson to cancer today. He was only 15 years old. So if you could pray for her and her family, having a really, really tough time with it. And she was telling me that she wanted to be on the show tonight. I said, don't worry about being on the show. We are going to, you know, support you and pray for you and your family, you know. So if y'all could, please just give Ms. Burnett some prayers. Send her some prayers for her and her family during this time. you know, she's really down, but she, I saw her get on the line, but I didn't want her to be on the line. It's just a habit of her calling in, and that's the least thing I want you to do when you're going through something like that. So just want to give a shout out to her and her family, and just shout out some prayers for them. But just with that being said, I would just add for the nugget I'm thinking about right now is, like, we never know, you know, when we're going to go, or people that we're close to that we love are going to go. So I just encourage everybody to appreciate what you have and who you have in your life right now. Don't take anybody for granted, and don't take life for granted, as we know it can be taken away in the blink of an eye. And the people that you are connected to, you know, just show your love and support, and don't forget them. You know, I know that life can be very hectic. We go through a lot of different things in our life. You know, we got jobs, we got this, that, and the third, but we have to find balance to enjoy one another, because you just never know, you know, what could possibly happen. You don't want to look back and say, I could have done this, I could have made time for this, when I was so caught up in, you know, carnal things, money, different things, or what have you, when I feel like love is what matters. And these are just my thoughts. So with that being said, let me go ahead and go into our next round. I hope you guys enjoy.
Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go.
Play the music for me, too. Your trust in me. Just remember that I'm the God who never changes. Oh, my child, I know what your name is. I knew you before you were made, so believe in me. Though I can tell you who you are, you're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill. Don't let them dim your light. You are a star. Oh, oh, you are a star. Oh, oh. Commit your life to me, and here's what I will do if you trust in me. I will make your godly ways shine like the dawn. I will make your honest life shine like the sun at noon. Just remember, this love I have for you is unending. I'm holy, just and true and omnipotent. I've got you in the palm of my hands. Just believe in me. Oh, don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill. Don't let them dim your light. You are a star. Oh, oh, you are a star. Oh, oh. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I notice what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. I said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I know what you are. Up above the world so high, oh, you shine. Don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill. Don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, you are a star, oh, oh.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he
or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feel in the anointing is gifts. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their face, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
About circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Heady decisions are often overcontemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocket. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started, as it was in the
the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. Guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire, but a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Yeah, that's it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts is too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories, all the places I'd rather be good. Another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look for the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in this game. Because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you heard so far and enjoying the show. That was the second round, and I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit some poetry, sing, rap, do comedy. Just let us know what's going on in your community. You know, let us know about your businesses and your gifts in general. Just know that we are here to collectively cypher our gifts on and off the stage. So with that being said, we got an enlisted soldier in the building. What's up? What's up? This is your girl, China.
Hey, China. How you doing? It's Toy.
Doing great. How you doing, lady?
Oh, I'm doing good.
That's what I'm
doing
talking
about. Just great.
I know that's right. You got anything for us tonight?
No, but I did want to ask you, you hear about the guy that was just recently killed by the police? He was saying he couldn't breathe.
No, tell us about it.
Oh, man, I don't know much about it, but it's all kind of footage all over Facebook.
Wow.
Of the video, and you can hear it, and it's so sad. It makes me want to cry. This man
wow.
is moaning, and he's saying, this police officer has his knee in his neck, and this man saying, my stomach hurts. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And it's sad.
Wow. Oh,
it's
my God.
Sad. And it's a guy that I recently added on my friend list. He just did a live video about it. And my hand is itching to write a piece about this, but not just about what happened to him, but what's to happen throughout the years, like with Sean Bell and with Trayvon
right.
Martin. It's been so many
Eric Gardner.
Black young men that's been taken down by police.
Right.
It's not right, and it's got to stop. And you know what? Somebody on my friend list has said this, and they are so right. In a time like this, with everything that's going on and with the police still doing this, we should not be divided.
Right.
We should all be working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's,
right.
You can't tell some people who are ignorant what to do. If they want to be on that ignorant, let them stay there. But it's some of us that feel like, okay, let's put this pettiness to the side. Let's work together.
Mhm. That's right. And I appreciate you sharing, lady. You know, and informing
us
what was going on. Indeed, because I had no idea.
Yeah, and I believe this happened in Minnesota. Wasn't it Minnesota?
Yeah,
it was Minnesota.
Wow. We got to stay prayed up, man. Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Hey, this is crazy. How you doing, China, and everybody
What's
out there?
With you?
The soldier's ready. I am not, you know, this got me so amped up because it's like we got to start doing it. I mean, I know people talking about social distancing and all that, but that social distancing, I mean, hey, it's about us. It's about us. And it's not about the virus. It's about the virus of these people that's killing us. That's the true virus. That's what's going to kill us. Not this COVID, but that virus that's killing us in the streets. See, we have that we need to take care. That COVID,
right.
yeah, it's killing us, but this is going to kill us faster. Because
right.
this is crazy. We can't do nothing. I was approached today on some rah-rah stuff from a lady telling me you're going the wrong way. And you know what? I'm so glad I have my headphones on, bobbing out to my single, and it so happened it came on the radio station. You know what I'm saying? I was singing this. Maybe she got mad because I was singing my single. But anyway, she was talking, you going the wrong way. I'm like, you not my mama. Because you white, you could tell me what to do?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, what's wrong with these people? I'm telling you, the real virus, we could need to take care of the real virus. I'm just saying this. And I'm sorry, but it's just crazy. You know, you be civil, but you get tired of people slapping you around all the time. You get tired of it.
Right.
And my friend, you know, he's going crazy on there. But we getting tired of it. We getting tired of being shot on the streets and killed for nothing, no reason at all.
I appreciate y'all sharing.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny. I'm sorry because I'm usually laughing and joking, but, you know, this is a part of it. You know,
I appreciate you guys informing and letting people know what's going on. And we can do our part. You know, and the crazy part about it is when you talk about the virus, I don't know if you heard me say, I said the virus is called hate. It devours people.
That's the spirit. That's a confirmation of spirit. Because that's the Lord told me. See, that's the virus. That's
the virus.
The virus
is hate.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to say
not anything that people are going through, but you know what? A lot of times, what? You manifest it in the spiritual, and it comes out in the physical, okay? All these people hating on us, killing us, putting us down, guess what? It manifested in the physical. So stop it. Stop the hate. It's enough.
And the crazy part about it is the hate
has
been going on since the beginning of time.
I know.
When they say Ecclesiastes, nothing. There's nothing new on the sun.
There's nothing new in the sun.
Nope.
Wow. Amen. Nothing new in the sun. So we have to be vigilant. We have to be ready. We have to be watchful. We got to be prayerful. And we got to look out for each other. And when I say look out for each other, we have to look out for the young. We have to look out for the elderly.
Right.
Because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, my crew is all right. No, how about the elderly people that's in your neighborhood? How about the young children that's playing on the streets? This affects them like it affects you. This is a community. I just inboxed one of my community members. Like, hey, we have to talk. We have to get together. I don't care what they say. We need to get together, and we need to put a stop to this, and we need to talk about a solution. You know, and she ain't saying in the back, but I know people are going to be scared, but guess what? Hey, people are getting shot down. A lot of people are getting shot down too much now. And it's not like we ignorant. We've been taking this so long, and I know it just, but we're going to pray, but faith without works is dead, okay?
Indeed.
I mean, praying is good, but we got to go to work.
Right.
And that's all I got to say. And you have a blessed day. Everybody on there, you have a blessed day and everything. Feel free to contact me if you want to have a conversation about it, whatever.
Right.
You know, because we on my wall right now, my affiliate, Donnell Ballard, he's doing a rant right now. And it's a beautiful rant, though. He's not swearing at nobody. He's not causing a riot. But he's talking facts, and that's what we need, facts in their face.
My mind is going, so I'm processing everything you're saying to me. But I got a couple of things for you I'm about to play in regards to what you guys are talking about.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And this first poem is called Shot at Freedom, and the metaphor that 13 and Nazareth uses is he's speaking as the bullet that shot Martin Luther King.
I was just talking about him.
If the bullet could talk. So if y'all could just listen to this, if the bullet had a voice, this is what it's saying. All right. So thank y'all so much for sharing the Enlisted Soldiers. Y'all keep being soldiers for justice. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep doing the same. All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might look like people aren't listening. They are, and everybody ain't. Like, even though we know it's a lot of hate and stuff like that out there in this world, that's also love. If there wasn't love, we wouldn't be sharing it right now. But we are sharing the love right now by, desiring justice. And the only thing I can say, too, with this right here is I pray that, that their hearts are pricked. You know, when somebody's heart is pricked, you know, I pray their heart becomes contrite. It comes like they tap into conviction of whatever that they're doing to people, like any type of injustice anybody's doing to anybody. And they seek justice. So that being said, I'm going to do this piece for you guys.
And some began to say the threat, or talk about the threat that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
On a cool morning in April, while going through the motions within my chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness, The present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where many of my kindred rest. In a huddled misery, even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven, feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm, leaves over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence of the pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen, have been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity I am. Now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise somewhere. It is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes, the spotlight dims. None know what they will lead to remembrance. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began within my chamber on the fourth morning in April in the 1968th year since the death of Christ. Another went to the cross, hairs giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him past the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology. But what is a bullet to do when the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self? Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gathering packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decimals and commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades taste the pain. In the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal assaulted wounds, but all they see are walking dead and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs.
Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent. Even misery, love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Are we not more than misery?
I was thinking about hope as I looked towards the hills from which comes my health. Blue eyes and brown eyes that see visions, hoping to see something great at the end of the rainbow, the end of a prosperity. The long way straight, not broad and narrow, not great things and arrows, but hope for a life of prosperity, hope for a life there in heaven. Great things as we think about life as we know it. Seemingly great, we continue to provide in the greatness and faith we show it. Hoping to see something of the youth today, that we grow up and be the ways that we should be brought up. Pointed to great things, a point of a control, self-control with greatness of the meekness. Still I hope to see better days and lives before I can lie down and die and cry. But still I hope I can see the day that my strength is stronger than it used to be, stronger than it was. It's just the beginning because my strength is hope. Hope is what I live for. Hope is who I am. Truth.
What's up, everybody? I just thought that would be, like, what a great way to end the show with getting truth, to end the show with hope and the truth and just being truth. He is sorely missed by all of us. I miss him dearly, man. He was my brother from another mother. We've been friends since we were babies. And it still feels weird for him not calling in the show, but I'm glad that we have his tracks to play in remembrance of him. And the weirdest part about it is I always called him. I told him he reminded me of Martin Luther King, the way he spits poetry, and then they favored me. And so he used to always laugh at me, but it just rings so much truth because Martin Luther King brought the truth. And then also, truth brought his truth, you know. And he said a lot of powerful things if you just take time to sit back and listen. So with that being said, I know that the world has been in turmoil in so many different ways since the beginning of time. And we can do our part, you know, and I trust that, you know, God will make a way for all of us. But... I just don't want to encompass everybody because everybody isn't doing it, you know. But that's just my thoughts on it. You guys be blessed. Keep the faith. I hope that we decrease that fear and increase that faith, you know, and keep going. You guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep growing, keep going, keep believing and keep dreaming. And keep fighting for what you believe in, you know. And I appreciate your continued support, all that you do, and all that you're doing for yourself and for others. You guys continue to be blessed. I see you guys next Tuesday at 9:00.